Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to boy D-Late, late. It's your boy, Mike Jordan Ellis. The DR show,
man. Okay, it's all things sports.
ATS, ATS.
Okay, it's all things sports.
ATS, ATS.
Tuesdays at 5:30,
yeah.
Big Mike and C. Miller,
yeah.
Got all your latest sports talk,
yeah.
It's about to be a thriller. Okay, it's all things sports.
ATS, ATS.
Okay, it's all things sports.
ATS, ATS.
Tuesdays at 5:30,
yeah.
Big Mike and C. Miller,
yeah.
Got all your latest sports talk,
yeah.
It's about to be a thriller.
Okay,
what's up with the...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back after a week off. Big Mike, C. Miller, all things sports. Today is the day for our baseball preview. It's going to be all baseball all the time. We might sneak in a little football free agency if we have time later, but this show is no basketball today, just nothing but baseball and maybe a little bit of football, and that's it. All right, C. Miller, what you got? How you want to handle this baseball thing? Go by division. I'm going to tell you who's going to be in the World Series.
You get me?
My fault, I had to get the mic turned on there. What we got today is the baseball preview 2014. No for reals. We're going straight into it, division by division. We're going to give you all the information you need to know. Me and Mike are going to give you our winners and losers, kind of some surprises that you might not be thinking about, kind of break down some player outputs. We're going to talk about how the game's going to move as far as, you know, popularity of baseball and what's going on. I still think it's the second most popular sport in America. I'm interested to get Mike's opinion. It's far more popular than the NBA. You're kidding yourself if you think.
Nah, you're right. All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, and we'll get into this baseball thing on All Things Sports.
Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old. 8 years into the disease was when all the light went out.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
Looking into the eyes of somebody with Alzheimer's sometimes, you just don't see the person's soul is like gone.
And it takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
She actually thought those of us who were caring for her and who loved her most were her worst enemies.
More and more responsibilities fell on my shoulders.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable. My mother taught me to be in the moment.
We have to live in the moment with them.
And I'm going to be with that person right now in this moment, wherever she is.
Now is the moment. If we work together, we can stop this epidemic.
Contact Bright Focus and learn more.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Be the someone who gives their time. Be the someone who lends an ear. Be the someone who takes a step. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, asking you to join the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
This message brought to you by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network and this station.
What?
right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on All Things Sports. That lead-in was One More Chance by the Notorious B.I.G. 17 years ago this week was the day he unfortunately untimely passed. Do you remember where you were? Remember anything about that? 17 years makes you feel old. You're a young cat.
It's funny you say that. I actually remember where I was when Tupac got shot.
But you're a Vegas dude, though.
Yeah, you know, I think that shows the West Coast bias I have. I love Biggie's music. I'm actually a bigger fan than I am of Tupac. But as far as where I was when Biggie was shot, I have no idea.
Me neither. I actually heard about it a week after it happened to show you how.
It wasn't quite as big a deal, I don't think. I don't think it went straight to the media.
I didn't hear about it until it already happened. I thought somebody was joking with me. So
he was out there doing too much flossing. You can't come to the West after you've been on a Saturday.
Dan Ross, I know.
Yeah.
Right. All right, today here on All Things Sports, we're going to get into our baseball talk. We moved our studio outside again. It's a lovely day once again in Arizona. We've been hitting a few spring training games, catching these teams, so we'll tell you what we know. So, all right, let's start off with some teams that aren't out here. Let's start off with the AL East. We're going to handicap the AL East, tell you who's going to win that division. I'll let you start, Miller. What do you think about the AL East, who you got winning, and what teams do you want to talk about, catch your eye, what catches your eye about that division?
Wow, you're serious today. You wanted to get right into it. I was going to talk about the weather, and I was going to talk about how there's a 40-year-old. I don't know if anyone's listening to our commercials, but one of those girls that's getting bullied is at least in her 40s. But anyways, neither here nor there. AL East, that's like I said, we're no frills today. I'm just in a little joking mood. But AL East, you know, we got the usual suspects. You guys know the teams. Spent a lot of money in the offseason. Red Sox are the defending champs. Rays got pitching in-house. They got the young guys. And so one of those teams can't make it. Well, actually, they both could because you got the two wild cards. You got the Orioles that have been good 2 years in a row, and then the Blue Jays who tried to make a run last year, and that blew up. So
blew up bad.
Yeah, it blew up bad. So that's kind of where they stand. And kind of going into this season, I think the Orioles are maybe taking a step back. I know Machado's coming off an injury. Some of their young pitching hasn't really panned out the way that they thought. I know they had Dylan Bundy coming up. He's another year away. He's coming off Tommy John. Kevin Gausman's another guy that they got. He's going to start in the minors. They want to refine some stuff with his pitching. So they're the team I'm going to say is going to finish last there. And I know that sounds crazy with Toronto in that division. But for some reason, and I like Buck. He's a great manager. He seems to probably get a few wins that they probably shouldn't get. But I just don't. Their big signing was Jimenez in the offseason, and I really just don't see them. I really don't see them doing too much. And so, kind of started at the bottom up, and I got Baltimore in last place. Who do you think's the worst team in the AL East?
I had to go with Toronto just because I don't think by the trading deadline, I don't think Reyes is still going to be there. I don't think Burley's going to be. Still be there. They got rid of Josh Johnson already. I just think everybody from that blockbuster trade they went to try to.
There's a lot of young prospects there. Sometimes that wins in baseball.
Sometimes it wins in baseball, but I think a lot of times when you got to go with a lot of prospects early, kind of like, I mean, not to compare them to the Marlins, but if you watch, I went to the Marlins Diamondbacks game last year, and there's a lot of good prospects, a lot of players who will be good, but like they look like a AAA team, and I think that's what happens a lot of times when you go with prospects over proven talent. So I got them finishing last. I do think Baltimore takes a step back. They're going to be fourth in that division. Three at the top.
Tampa, that's the meat of it.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's always tough. You know, it's Jeter's farewell tour, so we don't really know how that's going to turn out. Are the Yankees going to – like they spend a lot of money. The share is coming back. I think actually I like the Yankees to – if Pineda's healthy, they got Tanaka. CC, they supposedly lost like 40 pounds, going to bounce back. I think they'll pitch better, and I think that lineup, primarily left-handed lineup, is going to flourish in that ballpark and end up taking that division and unseating the champs.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not taking the Yankee bait this year. I think they made some bad signings. I mean, Ellsbury is probably going to ball there. As far as Tanaka, we'll see. I don't know if you paid attention to him in spring. He's been pretty pedestrian, which you can't take too much from spring, but
you're not Darvish.
If I gave you an over under on Jeter's games played, if I said 120, you're taking the under, right? And that's I think that's where I'm going too. So you're gonna have a mismatch shortstop position.
I don't think he's gonna be. If it were me, I mean, I don't really know what their plans are. If it were me,
there's not a ton of power in the lineup.
I would probably just DH him as much as I can. Really, I don't think Jeter's his ability to play shortstop kind of left him a couple years ago. So
you've lost Cano. You've got like you said, CC's lost the weight. I mean, is that going to be a positive thing? He's been pretty successful with the weight.
Yeah.
Did he do that for his ball or did he do that for baseball?
He said he did it for baseball. He said he feels the extra weight was one of the reasons why he, which doesn't make any sense to me, supposedly one of the
he's
reasons
been heavy his whole career.
Why he lost velocity. But I think over time, players just use, like, pitchers just lose velocity. But I think CC can pitch. Like, he knows how to mix his pitches. When he's on top of his game, I think even with the diminished velocity, I think he's still a good pitcher. I think the key is really Pineda's been out for 2 years. If he can come back and pitch the way he pitched in Seattle and be a solid
I mean, that's just such a long shot for me. I mean, you're saying that Pineda pitches well and comes back. He's coming off major surgery. He's really, I mean, if you want to talk about how he pitched in Seattle, he did that over the course of 2-3 months. I mean,
that's true.
I don't think you lock him in as you're, you know, starting 30 games and really being a horse in that lineup. So I think there's some holes. I think the Yankees are the paper champion. I think you're taking the bait once again. And I'm going to go a little outside the box. I think Tampa Bay has done some really nice things. I think they decided to keep David Price. I think probably if you talked inside that organization, I think they know this is maybe their last chance to really be where they've been the last few years and be a top two team in that division. And I think they've got the young arms. They've got Odorizzi, who's a great third or fourth starter. And then you got Archer, who pitched well last year. And then you have Matt Moore.
Yeah.
I think they have the best rotation, and I think that's what wins in baseball. You know, if you want to talk baseball and you want to talk all the preseason comparisons, if you want to look at, you know, the ESPN's predictions from the start of the year to the end of the year to all these people that prognosticate, it doesn't really go the way they think it's going to go on paper. Baseball is just not like that. It's a group getting hot and having some camaraderie in the locker room. And I just think, you know, you had Will Myers there last year. He's going to be a big bat. He hit really well last year. He's going to just come with more power. He's a young kid. I'm sure added strength in the offseason. Evan Longoria is just a beast, for lack of a better term. So that middle of that lineup is going to be nasty. You got some guys that are great role players, Zobrist and Jennings and some different things, and I just think that's the best team in that division as I did my research. So I got Tampa Bay winning the division. I got Boston finishing second, and I got the Yankees great on paper, not so great on the field. Jeter does his farewell thing, and he misses out on the playoffs in his last year. And, you know, not a lot of Yankee fans and maybe baseball fans want to see that, but I think that's what I see on the horizon.
You know how I feel about the Yankees. I hate them. I despise them, actually. But no, I'm picking because I do want to see Jeter grow out in the postseason. They did spend a lot of money, and I think the problem I have with the deals they made, the long-term effects of that deal, like you can't give 7 years to Ellsbury, you can't give 3 years to Beltran. Like, I don't think those bad deals are going to show up until a year or two later. I think this year all those guys on New Year's, first year on new deals are going to play hard. Teixeira is going to play hard. And you're right.
There's another guy. You better be careful saying that because the Yankees just have – they got so many guys coming off injury. I would say you got the three guys you mentioned that you're expecting, Pineda, Jeter, and
I think the only
Teixeira.
You're right.
Two of those three aren't playing 100 games.
Well, I agree with you. Let me just say – and you're right. The only question with the Yankees is, will they pitch? I think they're going to hit. I think they're going to score runs. Will they pitch?
Who's the closer there now, Soriano?
No, Soriano's in with the Nationals.
Yeah, you're right. Who do they have for a closer?
They moved David Robinson the eighth and got it.
There's too many questions there. I'm actually surprised you took the Yanks, and we'll see. We got to get this stuff down on paper to see how our predictions end up because, you know, Mike's going to give you what you're going to get from ESPN. I'm going to give you in-depth research and knowledge and, you know, just years of preparation. So, anyways, anything else that we need to mention on the AL East?
Just to be clear, I haven't watched ESPN in days. I have no idea what they're picking.
Right,
I'm picking based on my research. So if my research faulty, then so be it. But I mean, you know.
No, I mean, we got to argue for the sake of the show. I just, you know, if I give the same picks, I just, as somebody, you know, of course I respect your baseball knowledge. I'm just surprised to hear you say Yankees, because I think if you take a deeper look, I don't see it. They're third best. So for you to say that they're going to win that division, just it caught me off guard. That's all.
All right, let's move on to the NL East.
Let me go first this time, because I gotta get my NL East picks out there.
All right.
I'd like to give you my last place team first. I've heard a lot of stuff about the Mets. I've heard them being better, and that's been a brutal organization for over the past few years.
They got Madoffed.
They killed a lot of money. They used to spend. They used to be one of the big spenders. They
lost a lot of money.
They were the third spender, so. But I think they've been able to develop some stuff in the minor leagues and some different things. And I think things are looking up if you're a Mets fan.
Well, Matt Harvey's not pitching this year. That's
that's going to be a big loss. And that's where I was going to go. I mean, things are looking up, and I want to be positive for Mets fans. But at the same time, I think that is the last place team in that division. And it's funny, a lot of the stuff I'm reading is we've got them finishing around third. So we'll see. And maybe that's somewhere where my knowledge is lacking, but. I got them in the cellar, and the reason is I think the Marlins, once again, I'm kind of going to ride the pitching, just the bandwagon of pitching, and I think that's what wins in baseball over time, and I think the Marlins are going to pitch a little bit better than the Mets, so I got the Marlins finishing ahead of the Mets. Also, I've heard the Marlins, they did a trade last year with the Dodgers and got Jerry Sands, and I've heard he's tearing up the minor leagues. He's batting over 500, so hopefully I'm cheering against him because I definitely don't want to lose a good prospect. So Marlins fourth, and then we get to the meat of the division. We got the Nats. We got the Nats. We got the Phillies.
And the Braves.
Now, I don't know if you heard, the Braves are in trouble. You had Medlin leave a start yesterday. Some type of minor injury. Beachy can't find his velocity. He hasn't really came back from Tommy John the way they wanted him to. And I heard him speak in an interview, and he just says he just can't find it. So, you know, they let Tim Hudson go in the offseason, kind of counting on those two guys to be big. So I'm going to say the Braves. I love the Braves lineup. I think they got a lot of young hitters. You got to imagine Hayward's going to bounce back a little bit this year. But I got the Braves third. I got the Phillies second. I think they bounce back a little bit. They're kind of another team. They got to make a run or they're done. New manager, your boy Rhino. I think, you know, Dominic Brown had a huge year last year. I think they got some good young bats to mix with the old bats. Your Ryan Howard, I heard they were going to platoon him.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he was definitely unhappy. They got, and I can't remember the kid's name, if I'd have to look it up, but they got a prospect at first base, and he played a lot at the end of last year when Howard was down. So they said he may not start every day like he wants to, and he kind of showed his unhappiness with that. And, I'm going to go chalk. I like the Nationals. I think that's kind of what I wanted to get to. I actually heard you mention it, so that's why I wanted to get it in before you. I think Bryce Harper is going to have a huge year this year.
Still in my
LeBron of baseball.
Still in
I
my
like
thunder. Still in my thunder.
Yeah, I think it's time for him to bust out. He's had, as for a young kid, 19-20, he's had great seasons, and I think now he's third year. He's kind of seen pitching. He's been through the rigors of an MLB season. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people have seen the pictures of him. He's added all kinds of muscle, which sometimes that don't work in baseball.
Yeah.
He's starting to get his man body, though, and I think him just being a baseball phenom, I really don't see that slowing him down. So I think he has a huge year. They got the pitching. They've spent the money in the past few seasons, and Strasburg's back, Gio Gonzalez. I just think that team for me, they're gonna challenge the Dodgers for the NL championship. So I think that's gonna be the Dodgers' biggest hurdle, and Nationals. I think Nationals, honestly, this division, I think the Nationals run away with it. I don't see it being close. I think come August. They have a double-digit lead going into September.
Well, anytime you can go Strasburg, Zimmerman, Pfister, Gio, like That's top notch. That's I think that's the best starting rotation in the biz right now. I know you're going to say Dodgers later, but you know, that's a solid rotation. So I got the Nats winning that division too. As far as the bottom division, I think we're in agreement. I don't think the Mets did enough to get better. Harvey not pitching is going to hurt. They have that other young dude pitching, but excuse me, won't be enough. I think they'll be at the bottom. Marlins, to their credit, they did a little bit to get better. They picked up Garrett Jones. They got for call to play second base if he has anything left. So, and like I said off air, or maybe I said it on there, I don't remember, but they got a few prospects when I saw them that like they're going to turn into something. The kid Fernandez, the one Rookie of the Year,
he was nasty.
Yeah, he's top notch. I saw him pitch at Chase Field. He's top notch. So they'll be fourth. At least they're making strides to get better, but they obviously aren't there yet. I'm going to flip-flop Braves and Phillies, where you got, I think the Phillies will be third. I know Hamels isn't ready to pitch yet. They still got Cliff Lee. I think that lineup will be solid, but in the end, I think the Braves lineup is better, and I think that and I think this about the Yankees, too, which I forgot to say when we were talking about the Yankees. I think if the Braves are, and the Yankees, if they're in it, or if they're even close, some trade deadline, they'll make a deal for a pitcher that's available. They'll add somebody. The team that you see them with now won't be the team you'll see them at the end. So I think all they got to do is stay close, and they'll make a deal, and they'll be second.
You got do you have a wild card coming out of these?
Yeah, I have a wild card coming out. Are we getting into that now?
Well, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, if you said yeah, I mean, obviously it's the Braves.
I think the Braves are going to get that wild card, yeah.
All right, well, that's another one. Make sure before I leave the studio we get all this on paper because
right.
We are still wrong.
I think Upton, BJ, has a bounce back year. Ugla can't possibly play as bad as he has the last couple of years. He might bounce back.
I think Ugla is who Ugla is. I think he can hit a few bombs and he's going to hit 220.
Yeah, you might be right. But I think Gattis is going to be a really good replacement for McCann, a catcher. I think that lineup, Freeman, Hayward, that lineup is stacked. Simmons, I mean, that lineup is stacked. And I think they'll keep him in until they can pick up a pitcher.
We'll see. That bullpen's good too. Atlanta always seems
Benters
to put together a good
yeah.
bullpen and different things like that. I think they're going to struggle for starting pitching. I think that Tim Hudson loss is big.
Tim Hudson loss is big.
But it hurt him last year.
Yeah, I think it is big. I think like I said, I think they can stay in it long enough that they can make a deal. Because people are going to fall out and players are going to become available. They got the Braves and the Dodgers. Braves and the Yankees are. Like, they can spend unlimited amounts of money, and I think they will. So.
Oh, we'll see.
Right. And I agree with him. I kind of said that a few weeks ago. I think Bryce Harper's going to have a monster year. I think he might have MVP-style numbers. And before it's all said and done, and that, I agree with you, the Nats are going to run away with that. That'll be a double-digit they'll go up by double digits, and that division won't even be close.
And if they're not a big – who's taking over there, Matt Williams?
Yeah, Matt Williams.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say you can't really lose your job in 1 year, but if they somehow falter, like you said, I mean, with the pitching lineup and barring major injury, if they start to lose a lot, I mean,
yeah.
You might have people calling for his head early because.
Do you think they went the wrong way? I don't know.
It would be his fault.
Do you think they went the wrong way? I was talking to someone else about this, and it's hard to say anything bad about Matt Williams in Arizona. People want to cut your head off, and I'm not saying he won't be a successful manager, but for the team that's poised to take it all, should you go with a rookie manager there? I don't think I would have went with a rookie manager.
I was a little surprised by the hire. I mean, he's a third base coach out here for a long time, and I don't know. I don't know what he has. He seems kind of like, I guess maybe I'm biased because of the whole thing with the Dodgers last year, and he was out there acting like a tough guy.
Yeah, he was.
Which, I mean, that's good. I mean, back your team or whatever. Maybe that's part of the reason why they hired him. But you're right. They're a team that's kind of underachieved. But you're coming off. They had Davey Johnson, who was an experienced guy, and, that didn't really work out too well either. So.
Let me ask you this. If, like, not last year, but the year before, if Strasburg's pitch, if they don't do the pitch count thing, if Strasburg's pitch is in the postseason, we might be having a different conversation about Davey.
And we might be, but I don't know. I think people put too much into that, too. I mean, they didn't win. They obviously – they had – I don't know. I mean, I guess it was just – they just went strictly pitch count, huh? That was a
weird deal. They had a number of innings, and they shut them down.
Doesn't that make you think they didn't think they were going to win? Why would they
– Yeah. Because if you go innings, then – and you would start him later in the year if you think you're going to be good. They must not have – I think they just flat out didn't think that through.
Chances are Matt Williams is going to look good just because of what we just said. I mean, the team, you got Ian Desmond, who kind of – he was real strong at the end of last year. He's off to a strong start in spring. So I think the lineup is just good enough. I mean, like I said, Harper, I think his numbers jump in every category. He's going to be trying to get paid eventually. So, you know, he's kind of got to do his thing. So, you know, Jason Worth still there. I expect big things for the Nationals. I really do. So I definitely think they're a World Series contender.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back into the Central. Real quick, let me give you the number if you want to tell me or tell Chris why. If you're a Yankee fan out there, you want to tell Chris that he's wrong. Or if you heard me say something and you think I'm wrong, give us a call at 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Or if you want to talk anything baseball at all, just give us a call. We'll be here on All Things Sports. Give us a minute. We'll be back.
Good morning, students, and welcome to Career Day. I hope you're excited to hear about all the great things you can do when you grow up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Emily. I'm super excited to introduce my dad because he's my hero. When I was little, my dad was away a lot. But I was okay with that because he was doing this really important work, driving ambulances in Iraq. Now he's at home, which is great for me because I get to see him every day now. And he's still the biggest hero I know because he tells all the ambulances and the fire engines where to go and rescue people when there's an emergency. I'm so proud of him. He's awesome. He's my dad.
If your service-connected disability prevents you from continuing in your civilian career, Voc Rehab offers counseling, training with a living allowance, education, and other services to help prepare you for your next mission.
Hi, this is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now, hopefully, my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore, so please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Bad boy, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Show, man. You need to play something to pump us up.
All right, I'll pump us up next intro. I'll pump us up.
This AZ song's putting you to sleep,
all
buddy.
All right. So, like I said, we're going to come back. We're going to do the Central divisions. We'll start with the AL Central. I'll start. I think bringing up the – I don't want to talk about bringing up the rear of that division. We'll just start at the top. Tigers, once again, are going to be good. As always, they got Verlander and Scherzer at the top. Good 1-2 punch. I think we talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on air or not, but I think they actually got the better of the Kinsler fielder deal. They can move Miguel Cabrera back to first where he probably should be. They get better at second. Torii Hunter had a bounce back year last year. I think he'll keep it up. That lineup will be top. And I just don't think there's another team in the Central that can really. So I got the Tigers winning that division. As far as that, after that, I think everyone else is just extremely mediocre. Cleveland, good lineup, but they won't pitch well enough. Minnesota, I think they'll actually be last in that division. They have the least amount of talent. I actually think the Royals will wind up third like they did last year and Chicago fourth. As much as, you know, me, I'm a homer, love the Sox, Paulie Konerko's Fair World Tour, but they're going with youth, which is what they probably should do. Abreu is going to unseed Konerko at first. I think by the middle of the year sometime, when teams are looking for a home run bat, if they can move Dunn's contract, they will, because he's just a full-time DH at this point. But I think the moves they made in the offseason, getting Davidson to play third, getting Eaton to play center, getting Abreu to play first, I think in the long run, that team's going to – I think they're moving in the right direction. They still got Sale at the top of the rotation. Other than that, Quintana stuff. But other than that, they don't have a real top-notch pitcher to start. And also, they traded their closers. They're going with a new closer, so.
Banks looked good the other day.
Banks will be – he's one of those guys.
He's got to be better.
Yeah, he doesn't throw hard like he used to, but he knows how to pitch. So, he'll get a few wins out of him. So, yeah, I probably spent too much time on the White Sox because – I pretty much hate everyone else in that division. I don't want to talk about them, but Tigers in a runaway.
I know you do a little conversating with a few random D-backs fans and some different things. Did they ever bring up the Matt Scherzer deal?
Is that the Edwin Jackson deal?
Yeah.
No.
Man, that was a bad deal.
Yeah, that's a bad trade. Yeah.
You know why they traded him? They didn't think his arm would hold up.
I heard they didn't think his arm would hold up, and didn't he used to be really wild when he was here?
He was a little wild in his younger days, but, I mean, he had the velocity. That was Josh Burns era.
And here's my thing about that. If you got a arm talent like Scherzer, then you just got to hire the pitching coach. I think, Jim Leland's smart enough to get the type of pitch. Like, you know, a good pitching coach, we've seen guys go from team to team. One team they're suspect, and then get to another team, you know, that values pitching. Like La Russa would, him and Dave Duncan, they would rehabilitate arms all the time. And I think that Diamondback didn't have the foresight to see that he was going to get better. When you throw that hard, all you got to do is rein it in. Like, he was going to get better, and you're right, I think they gave up on him too quick for Edwin Jackson, no less.
And he did throw a no-hitter for him, but, they shipped him for whatever reason.
He walked seven guys in that no-hitter.
And even for having a no-hitter, I think he has two, if I'm not mistaken.
Didn't he get
one in Tampa?
I'm not sure.
Or was that against Tampa? I don't know. I don't know if I got my facts straight, but Edwin Jackson seems to hit a lot of bats, too. I mean, Edwin Jackson has good stuff, but he's just never been able to.
Have you ever watched him pitch?
Yes.
When he played with the White Sox, games he pitched were like 4 hours. He walks around the mound. He's that guy. Like, it's brutal to watch. Like, he will really pitch a four-hour game. And then he'll walk a guy, and he'll walk around the mound, and then he'll step off. It's horrible.
And I'm not trying to get off track from the Central, but I like to celebrate Diamondbacks fans' frustrations, because I don't know what it is, but they do kind of have a track record of developing prospects and then getting rid of them. I mean, you could even argue. I mean, we'll see what happens with Justin Upton, but you could even argue, you know, they got rid of him too soon. So
he didn't have enough grit. He wasn't a Kirk Gibson kind of guy. Gotta have grit to play out here.
Yeah, but then the next thing they're gonna do is turn around and fire Kirk Gibson, and then you're gonna be thinking, why don't we have Justin Upton?
Well, here's my problem with that whole. I mean, you know how I feel about that whole. Oh, you gotta be grit. You gotta, you know, that grit and toughness, and like, I don't think that really translates in baseball. Like, you don't. Like all this, he plays the game the right way. Like, get out of here. Like, he's talented. You keep him, or you find a way to keep. Especially, you know, you'd already paid him. So
right, and you're right. I think baseball is not the sport for that. I think that you know Gibson. You know, he was All Big Ten in football.
Yeah, Michigan State.
I just heard that. That was actually a little bit of a surprise to me. He's All Big Ten.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver.
Yeah, that probably comes from a football mentality, because I don't think that always works in baseball either. I mean, I think it can work. I mean, I think it can bring a team together. Like I said before, I mean, you know, having some things going on in the locker room and some different stuff is, you know, that goes a little way, but that doesn't work over a long term. That's a football mentality. So, anyways, to get to my central, I'm in agreement with you. I think the Tigers. I just think the pitching is strong. Kinsler, like you said, that's a great addition. I think they reign supreme.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah,
the Rangers.
Yeah, he wants them to go
162. Yeah, sour grapes.
Yeah, but you know, well, when you get kicked out of the house, I mean, that's,
I feel you.
You're gonna have a few bad things to say. But anyways, I think the Tigers win, and I think they win by a slim margin. And I got my second place team. I got the Royals. I think the Royals are going to be good this year. I think, you know, you got Shields at the top of that rotation. Danny Duffy coming off Tommy John. He pitched at the end of last year. He's a good arm. We'll see. I mean, Tommy John, I mean, that's a flip of the coin how you come back. Not everybody comes back strong. Some people do. I just think that lineup, Alex Gordon finally came around.
Yeah.
Butler's solid. Little update with your spring training. I mean, you know, I got all the prospects and, you know, spring training info that you don't. Moustakas is killing it in spring training, hitting over 500, hitting some bombs. He was a guy that they drafted that they thought he would, you know, I mean, they brought him up quick. You know, he was a fast riser in the minors, and he just hasn't hit major league pitching. And hopefully he's got to turn around, because he's crushing the ball in the spring. So I think, you know, Hosmer, there's a lot of guys that I think are going to have some output. They got some speed. You know, they've been able to kind of, just like Tampa Bay, they've been able to add things through getting rid of veterans. And I think they play good baseball this year. I got them ahead of the Indians. The Indians were a surprise team last year that played really well, and I think they kind of fall back to earth. And you know, that's what I'm getting at. There's things we're not talking about. You can't look at last year in baseball. It's the one sport where,
yeah,
I mean, the Red Sox were brutal the year before and then won the World Series. So you can't get caught up in too much of what happened last year. So I'm looking at the Royals. I think they give. I think this is a division that's close. As good as the Tigers are, I think the Royals are within three games going into the final week.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think it's a real close division. You know, I haven't looked ahead at the schedule, but I think the Royals are actually going to have a chance to win that division going into the final week. And I just think, you know, with Verlander, I think, you know, you're going to see Verlander and Scherzer probably twice in that final week, and they'll probably pull it out. But I think it's a real close division.
Real quick before we move on, I was just going to say, I'm kind of in agreement with you on the Royals. I really like what they've done, and I think that they have a lot of those young guys like Hosmer, Moustakas, who, if they could all put it together, like, you know, they've always been, you know, kind of 230, 240, but a lot of talent. If they could put it together at the same time, I do think the Royals can make a run. And I think that Will Myers for James Shields trade was one of those rare trades that's really going to end up working out good for both teams.
Yeah, it works out for both teams. Well, then why do you have Cleveland finishing second in that division?
I like Cleveland's lineup: Kipnis, Chisenhall, Cabrera, Santana. I just think they're gonna. I think they're gonna hit a lot of home runs. I think they're gonna score a lot of runs. And I don't think anybody other than the Tigers is really gonna pitch well in that division.
Right. What else is new?
So, but unlike you, I think the Tigers are gonna run away with that division. I don't think it's gonna be close. I think the Royals and I think the Royals and the Indians are gonna stay in it. Parts about the All Star break, and in the second half, I think the Tigers are just going to step on everyone's neck.
I got my bottom of that division flip-flop from yours. I got Minnesota finishing fourth.
Come on, man.
You're right. They're brutal. They'll be wallpaper, but I just think the socks are terrible.
Okay, name me a starting pitcher for Minnesota. I feel like you're just picking the socks last to make me mad.
Mike Pelfrey.
All right. You went off the radar for that, but yeah. See, I think you just picked them last to make me mad.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to prove me wrong. Like you said, I like the Adam Eaton addition. He looked good the other day when we saw him. I mean, he's out there running and doing his thing. But I just don't see it. I mean, like you said, you guys are going to deal all your guys. You guys got to have the prospects. You don't have prospects. You guys almost want to lose. I mean, from an organizational standpoint, I can't really see you guys putting a lot into this division. You're not going to pitch. I can't name. I mean, that was a good. You got me with the Minnesota pitching question. You had me sounding dumb right there. But if you ask me who else pitches for the White Sox besides the three we named, I don't know. I can't name one guy in your bullpen. You still have Matt Thornton?
No.
I don't know anybody in your bullpen.
Nate Jones, Donnie Beal.
Well, you're a fan of the team. I mean, 98% of the population doesn't know those guys. And I just think Minnesota.
No, they're definitely in a rebuild, but so is Minnesota. Like,
right.
I think
they're going to be going head-to-head. I mean, am I crazy to say that?
No, but I just think we have more talent.
You do. You're going to ship it all out. Canerico's going to do the farewell tour. Dunn's going to be gone.
Zell will still be around. He's an all-star.
He's been getting blown up.
I mean, it's spring training.
You watch that arms. That arms. His arm's going to blow out this year.
Thanks for that.
Anyways, no, I'm giving Mike a hard time, but yeah, just for the sake of argument, I got the Sox in last. So let's move to the West.
Well, we haven't done the NL Central yet.
All right, let's move to the NL Central then.
All right.
I mean, that's a runaway. St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals runaway. All right.
Isn't it?
I think the Reds will hang in.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh are hanging in, but I don't think Pittsburgh will be good enough. I think I have the Reds and the Cardinals battling that out, and I think the Cardinals are going to win it. Probably not in a runaway, but.
Cardinals, that's a great organization. A lot of respect to the Cardinals. They seem to do it every year. They're a team that was picked to finish third last year, and they kind of went wire to wire. I'm not picking against them this year. I think that's for me, that's a last year's pick, an ESPN pick. I mean, I don't like going chalk, but for me, I got so much respect for them that I can't go against them. They got all that young pitching. You're going to see Oscar Tavares this year. He's a big prospect. I'm not sure if you heard of him, but he's going to be in the outfield for them.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah, you got Waka, Sean Miller.
I think so. We both got Cardinals.
Turned out to be a great manager.
Yeah.
Another catcher that's figured out a way to manage.
So both got Cardinals?
I got Cardinals.
Got anything to say about Braves? I mean, sorry, Braves. Brewers would be bad.
I watched Homer Bailey the other night. He was a guy that got a big contract in the offseason, $104 million or something, and I was caught off guard by it. I actually watched the bullpen he did. I watched it I was right next to the bullpen, and he was starting that night. I was there a little bit early, and I watched his whole run through, and as a pitching coach, kind of talk to him. I was able to overhear their conversations and some different things. And he looked really good to me. He's in great shape. I mean, I never really seen Homer Bailey up close like that. But as far as just strong, I always thought of Homer Bailey, I guess, I always thought of him as a small dude. I don't know. I thought he was kind of along the Mike Leake variety. But Homer Bailey, and, he threw a no-hitter last year. And he was very impressive in the start I've seen. I mean, he's missing bats. He's getting guys out quick work. He dominated Yasiel. A lot of players getting 1-2 pitch at bats against them. So I think the Reds are going to be good, but I got Pittsburgh finishing ahead, and just because I think Andrew McCutchen's probably one of the five best players in baseball. I think that gets you a few wins. They've got an outfield, Marte, and then they're going to bring up a young kid. I think they have one of the most promising and best outfield already in baseball. I think they're well managed. So I know they lost AJ, but yeah, I got Pittsburgh finishing second.
Okay.
I got the Reds going third. How about your Cubbies? I mean, are they going to be able to get out of the cellar? Well, I mean, you're a Chicago guy. Not that you're a Cubs fan, but are they going to be able to get out of the cellar this year?
Yeah, Brewers are going to be bad.
No, Ryan Braun. I mean, he's an artist.
I mean, he's.
You hear him call himself an artist?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's the big news today. That's you'll probably see that. But, yeah, he called himself an artist. He said, I don't care what people say to me when he's on the road. He says, I'm an artist.
I already didn't like him.
He's arrogant as well.
I just start liking
him. He's like an A-Rod. I mean, if guys that lie like that, guys that continually think, hey, I'm going to do this and get away with it and different. I mean, he's arrogant. He's an A-Rod type.
The craziest thing to me about Ryan Braun is just, like, he lied to the point where he almost seems like a delusional individual. Like, you know, like he did the Lance Armstrong thing. He lied. He tried to put it on other people, tried to ruin other people in the process. Like, he's a horrible, he's a scumbag. He's a horrible human being. And hopefully his...
We should get out there and go see him.
Yeah.
I mean, to get after him.
Well, if you're from here, you know this. Shit, we should go out and go see him just because the prices at Maryville are cheaper than anywhere else in the business.
All right. Might even be able to get some freebies out
there.
Yeah,
that stadium. It's not a bad stadium. It's just in a horrible, horrible neighborhood.
I heard Mike Nolan today, a little shout-out to the Fox Sports, but... I heard him say today, he was talking about how overrated spring training is.
Yeah, I heard him say that too.
Did you hear that? Or
I didn't hear it today, but he said it in the past.
Yeah, I wanted to call in. I didn't have time.
He says he's been out here once. He'll never come back. He hates spring training. He didn't see any stars when he was out here. It was too hot, you know. But
he can't. And there's been years in the past where it has been really hot. The weather out here this year is...
Nah, it's not too hot.
80s is beautiful. There's a little cloud cover each day.
Jesus.
Get a little sun.
I don't
want to hear that.
I don't want to badmouth another Chicago guy, but like that's how Chicago guys think.
Right, and he's like, yeah, I brought my wife out there. Don't bring your wife. Like, no one's going to the game with their wife. Like, I mean, maybe one or two, but come on, man.
So,
I don't know. Just spring training, he was talking about, because spring training, it's at an all-time high. Attendance is up more than ever. It's got a lot of goodwill going. And, yeah, he's just talking about, I don't watch exhibition baseball.
Right.
And I don't know. I lost a little respect for him, man. You don't know what you're doing.
Real quick before we move on to the West, I'll say this. Last thing about the Cubs, I do hope they finish last. You know how I feel about them. But I'll say.
See his rant.
I do. Yeah. I do think, oddly enough, they do have a good plan. I don't know how it's going to translate, but their plan of primarily not spending a lot of money and trying to develop prospects is probably the way to go. So.
Right, they're on a long-term plan, and they're getting another year away. You're going to see them deal Schmarja this year.
Yeah.
I can see the Braves going after them right now because they're looking for an arm.
And they should.
Right.
They need an arm bad.
And they're the next year you're gonna hear a little Cubs. You might hear a little Cubs. They're a year away. Develop some of these young kids.
But as much as I hate to say it, I think their plan is solid.
If you pull up top 50 prospects, there's three or four at least, and there's at least five or six in the top 100. So, Cubs fans, it's looking bleak this year, but you know, get excited for them. They don't even care, like you said.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't even look at that.
They're
not even real baseball fans.
Yeah, they wouldn't even care. Cubs lose 100, they still draw 40,000 every day. I don't want to get back into the rant. If you listened a few weeks ago, I said it.
Wouldn't you argue they're better fans then? Because
let me
U.S. Cellular will be dead if you guys lose 100.
You're right. I will say they're uneducated fans.
Uneducated, right, because no one's going to see a loser except the lovable loser.
Yeah. And
so you get a nickname like that.
And not showing up is the only way you put pressure on management to get better. In my opinion, so.
Well, they like the losing streak.
Yeah.
Bartman did them a favor.
They brag about it like it's some kind of badge of honor that they haven't won in 108 years. Like, get out of here, Cub fans. Anyway.
Other than Ernie Banks, who's the greatest Cub of all time?
Andre Dawson.
Ryan Sandberg?
Ooh, Ryan Sandberg. Okay. You beat me.
Just curious. Just
no,
curious.
Ryan Sandberg. You're right.
All right, we ready to move to the West?
Yeah, let's move to the West.
Let's do the AL West first. I think I'm excited to talk West. I know more about the West.
That's why I saved it for last, buddy.
Yeah, that's what we got going on out here. So I can get a little more positivity and a little more substance behind my argument. I think the AL West is going to be the best division in baseball. And what I say best, I mean most competitive. I think you got four teams in there, aside from the Astros. I think any of those four can win it. Angels, Mariners, Rangers.
Not Mariners.
A's. Well, on paper, I mean, on paper, I'm not picking them. I'm just saying.
No, okay, you have to convince me on that. On paper, what do you see on paper that makes the Mariners a contender?
You got Robbie Cano. Dustin Ackley's tearing it up right now. He's retooled his swing. You got the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, a lot of people argue Felix is the best
in baseball.
So, I mean, you got a guy that's going to hit 30 to 40 home runs and the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, that should win some games.
What do you do the
right
other
there.
4 days?
Well, you don't know this, but they had a kid, Tawan Walker.
No, I know who Tawan Walker is.
Yeah, I know. He's banged up right now, though. They're sending him out right now. He's got some shoulder inflammation. But, I mean, had he not – his shoulder not inflamed yesterday, he's another good guy to have
at
the
top.
You play good baseball early. I mean, you got Corey Hart. You play good baseball early. And then, like you said, you make a deal for a pitcher. And then, I mean, if you go Hernandez, Tawan Walker, and somebody you deal for, that's a tough top three. So,
yeah.
I mean, could they win the division? Yeah.
I'm not trying
to make a case. I was close, wasn't I?
You made a compelling argument. I don't think that team's good enough to challenge.
Right. Well, anyways, last year you had the A's winning that division, kind of a little shocker.
Right.
A lot of people were predicting them to win. You got the Rangers with Fielder, Yu Darvish, kind of a the Rangers always feel a good product. I think Ron Washington's a good manager. He gets a little disrespect for the troubles. Yeah, for various reasons, and you know the drug problems as well. But
hurts you all. That's not to. Quote other people, but last year in the playoffs, Curt Schilling was killing Ron Washington.
Well, Curt Schilling's a blowhard anyway. I don't want to hear from Curt Schilling. Colored in his sock. I'm not a Curt Schilling fan. If Curt Schilling's on TV, I change the channel.
We know for sure that's not blood.
We don't know that. Even if it is blood, how much can he play that up? Like, I don't dig him.
I don't dig him either.
I don't dig him. He's so opinionated, I don't dig him. But, anyways, let's get to my predictions. I hope they're different than Curt Schilling's. I'm going outside the box here. I think the Angels win this division. Almost bet it in Vegas. I think we all know the names in the lineup, and there is a little pitching. There's some pitching questions there.
The guy they got in the 3-way deal with the White Sox and Hector Santiago. You don't like him. He's a good pitcher.
Yeah, I just from playing fantasy baseball, I know the name and some different things. But I think the Angels are good this year. I think you got the quote unquote. I mean, I'm going to say best player in baseball, Mike Trout. He's looking to get paid. He's going to ball out this year. Hamilton can't play as bad as he did last year unless he's just done.
Yeah, with Pujols.
And I expect Pujols to be back. He can't just fall off the face of the map like that.
I wouldn't think so.
So
still got Ibar, Kendrick.
Right, so I think there's a lot of talent there. Socia can manage. He knows his job's on the line. So I just expect them to come, a team that really made zero noise last year. I expect them to win that division. I think the A's are solid. It's going to be tough. I think that's the top competition there.
They added Jim Johnson too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The A's are good. That's a great organization. I just think they're almost when you expect the A's to be good, they're not. And then when you write them off, they finish 1-2. So I'm going to say all the hype coming into this year. And what that does for the A's is when they're good like that, then they're going to trade some guys away and then build for the next year if they do fall out of it. That's just how they do it, Billy Beane baseball. So I think the A's battle for a long time. And then I expect Texas to – I want Texas to finish third. I'm tired of the Rangers. I know Nolan Ryan's gone, but I'm just tired of the Rangers. They've been in the playoffs for 4 or 5 straight years. Their fans are dorky. Don't like the Rangers. With all that deer antlers and
it's too much.
Yeah, I'm just tired of the Rangers, so I'm kind of rooting against them. I got them finishing third, and what I think is a tough division. I got the Mariners fourth, even though I tried to make a case for them. But I think the Mariners are good. I don't think they're as bad as you think they are.
I think they got
a mix of young and old, and I think they added some pieces. And I think Robbie Cano is going to ball this year. I just think they're in too tough a division. They got better, but just not better enough to make it top two in the division.
Look, don't misunderstand me. I never said they were bad. You said that you're making the case for them to win the division. I said they can't win that division.
Okay, well, and I stand by that. I think if lightning strikes, I think they could win the division. But
we're waiting for lightning to strike.
Well, you know what I mean, metaphorically.
All right.
Metaphorical lightning.
All right. Well, I'm not as far as the division goes. I'm not much different from you. I think the Rangers take a step back. I don't think the team is good. Darvish is at the top of that rotation, but you know, I'm not really sold on that rotation as a whole. And I think the lineup's not going to be as good. Me and you kind of talked about it with Fielder. I think that, you know, I won't go as far as you called him a loser. I won't say he's a loser, but, like, he's one of those guys who piles up meaningless stats. Like, most of his stats are meaningless. He never does it when the lights are on in big games. So I think that was a bad deal for them. I'm glad that someone else is taking on the 5 years that I had to spend watching Alex Rios underachieve. He'll continue to underachieve, and So I think they take a step back. I don't think their lineup is as good. I don't think their pitching is good. I got the Rangers finishing third. Top of that, I mean, I'm with you, man. Like, the Oakland A's, every time, like, Billy Beane just finds a way to put guys together to get it done. I like them. I think they will sneak and win that division once again.
ESPN prediction.
All right. So, anyway, but I like what they're doing. I like their outfield, like Cespedes and Chris, both have speed. I think Cespedes is going to have a little bit of a breakout year finally after underachieving a little bit last year. And, you know, I think that, and I know I picked the Yankees, but I think that the Angels, once again, they continue to throw money at their problems. I don't think that's the right way to go about it. They haven't really developed any prospects. The guys they have in the infield is the same guys they've had for a while. Like you said, if Pujols bounce back, if we have a bounce back from Josh Hamilton, Mike Trout is the best player in baseball. There's no telling what that lineup can do. But after Weaver, you got Santiago, you got C.J. Wilson, who he'll have to have a bounce back.
He had a good year last year. I think what C.J. Wilson is he's somebody that's going to be right around, and he's going to have an ERA of 4.
Right.
If you score 5 or 6 runs for him, he's probably going to win, and if you score 2, you're probably going to lose. So.
And Mariners will be 4th, and the Astros, we don't really need.
Are they in the majors?
I mean, that's a minor league team. I don't even think we need to talk about them. Who's Bo Porter? Is that their manager?
Yeah.
We don't know. I mean, we don't know if he's good or not because that talent is so bad. Like, is he a good manager? Do we
know?
Well,
you got to mark him down for taking that job, right?
I wouldn't have took that job.
Yeah. Nobody wants that job.
If I thought I had a future as a manager, I wouldn't take that job.
You know they went back to their ugly uniforms, too.
What, the Colt 45 uniform?
No, not that ugly. Not the damn bright orange, but the you'll have to look it up.
Right.
It's like from the early 90s before they went to the little – like, which their little weird star was kind of weird too, but they look like, well, I can't cuss on there. The FCC's been after us, but they look terrible.
All right, so we just got the Angels and the A's flip off at the top. Everything else is pretty much
that's
the same.
That's it.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll do the division. I know Chris Miller's been waiting for the NL West, I'm sure. If you're a Dodger fan, go ahead and call in 718-766-4553 because it's going to be so much Dodger talk.
Pick against the Dodgers. See what – you don't dare.
There's going to be so much Dodger talk in this next segment. It's going to make me sick. So.
You can't pick against the Dodgers. Come back and watch Mike pick against the Dodgers. He's not.
All right. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, Screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know they're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Until we see the morning sun. Give us room to do our thing, cause we ain't come to hurt no one. So everybody come and get up on the floor now and grab someone.
Man, first of all, I'm a boss.
Alright, is that upbeat? Marshall Mathers, is that good enough for you? Is that upbeat enough for you?
Well,
Eminem?
Welcome back, all things Dodgers. Mike, where'd you get your GD?
Oh, good one. My GED, I did not get a GED. I graduated from high school and then went on to the military and then went on to a successful college career.
Oh, as much as you play that GED commercial, I thought that was near and dear to your heart.
I want the kids out there, man. If the kids are listening and they dropped out, man, I'm trying to get them on the right track. I'm all about the kids, man. Trying to help the kids out.
Kids. Stay in school.
Stay in school.
That's what I'm about.
Stay in school.
You're giving them the wrong message, man. It's where you work. But, that's pumping me up. Like I said, all things Dodgers. It's really looking like World Series are bust out in L.A.
Man.
The fans are out here just rampant.
Yeah, fans are out here.
We're packing stadiums, selling out. I couldn't even get into a game the other day. I mean, I tried to use my credentials. They still didn't work. They said you're a nobody, and I couldn't get in. They wouldn't even give me an outfield seat. We're out here in droves, just ready to go. We spent the money. Magic's making a few appearances out here, and we're ready to go. Off to Australia we go. Take two from the D-backs, and we'll be 2-0 before the White Sox have hit the field. So, we're talking baseball divisions. We made it to our last division, AL West. I think it's going to be a good division this year. I think the Giants are much improved. I don't like giving them credit, but kind of as I mentioned, the Braves are going to miss Tim Hudson. I think that's the Giants' gain. He's a guy that's been solid for years and years, and I really don't see any reason for that to change. He didn't have any structural issue. He just broke his arm last year. So, I think he'll be back, and I think you add him to Lincecum and Kane and some of the guys that they got there. Baumgartner has kind of became an ace over there. They're going to give the Dodgers a run. I think the Giants are a wild card team, and the Dodgers, anytime a team is this predicted to be this good on paper, there is some uphill battle. But, we're loose in the locker room. We're pulling pranks and doing our thing. And I think Hanley Ramirez has kind of had a resurgence out there. And he's going to continue to be dominant. Yasiel, I mean, everybody's ready. He is fat, and he's about 0-6 or 0-7 when the games I've been watching him. So he hasn't quite tore up spring like he did last year. But, he's going to do his thing. He's still got the speed. He's out there playing defense. I've seen Billy Hamilton couldn't even go first to third on him. So he's doing his thing. So I'm going to give you my rundown real quick. I got Dodgers in first. I got Giants in second. I got D-backs in third. I think the D-backs are improved. They finished 81-81 the last 2 years. I think they had a couple wins to that. I got the D-backs at what I got the D-backs at, about 85 wins I'll put them at, which is they're going to be battling for that second wild card spot. I think they're going to be in the second wild card spot all year long. I got the Rockies in last. I think Cookie is great. I got tons of respect for that guy, but they just don't have the pitching. And I think the Padres are going to be improved. Crazy enough, I think the Padres could finish second in this division with a few things go right, but I like Andrew Cashner. I think they finally built up some prospects. That's been a bad organization for a few years, and I think they're finally starting to get that turned around. But I got to slot them in the fourth spot just because I just don't think they can do it for 162. I think if the season was half as long as it is, I think the Padres would be in there. What do you got for me?
I have something very similar, even though as much as I hate to admit, sometimes you can't buy a playoff, or can't buy the playoffs, and I think that's pretty much what the Dodgers have done. All the overspending seems to have paid off. The money given to Kershaw, if you're going to spend the money, that's probably where you should spend it on. The guy that's definitely the best left-hander in baseball over the last 3 years, so, and possibly the best pitcher. So I got the Dodgers as much as I would love to dispute you. We got the Dodgers in that division. Too much talent. Even if Kemp doesn't come back healthy, it's still too much talent. So we got the Dodgers winning that division. I think that the Giants are going to stay in for a while. And like I said about other teams, I think the Dodgers pull away in the second half. But I like what the Giants did getting Hudson. That rotation from top to bottom, we're talking about it off air, is pretty solid. When you go Hudson, Lincecum, Kane, Vogelsong, Bumgarner, all those guys can pitch. So, from top to bottom, that they'll make up for the fact that they won't score a ton of runs, but they'll pitch well, and Romo at the back end of that bullpen and stuff. So I got them finishing second. Kind of like you said, Diamondbacks, they'll be better. They won't pitch as well. That starting rotation is sketchy. But I think, for everything people say about Trumbo's defense, I think, I think he'll hit enough bombs to where defense won't be a problem. And secondly, for a major leaguer, how tough is it really to play left field anyway? So I think that was a good pickup for them. I think that'll make Goldschmidt a better hitter. He'll bat behind Goldschmidt, and he'll get a lot of fastballs, and that stadium's not hard to hit it out of anyway. But they'll be third because they won't pitch well enough. Padres fourth. Rockies dead last.
Yeah, Rockies are bad. I agree with you. I think the Trumbo signing was a nice, and that's why I'd give them a couple more wins. You got the kid Archie Bradley, who's probably the best pitching prospect in baseball.
That's what they say, yeah.
And he should break camp, really. There's a lot of talk out here, of course, on the local radio. They're kind of talking if he's going to break camp with them. And, I think he should. These other guys, they got a lot of guys that are just middle-of-the-road guys. I mean, let your kid go, I mean, I don't know. I don't understand baseball. Is it? I don't know. All these greats weren't brought along slowly, and I think if somebody can pitch, you bring them on, and you get that strength through, let them throw.
A lot of
these guys, they maybe hurt themselves.
And they got that big thing about if they ruin their confidence, they come up too early and they get bombed, and they don't have the confidence when they come back. I think that.
What if you come up and dominate early? What if you Doc Gooden or Roger?
Well, my argument to that is if a dude can lose his confidence by giving up a few hits early, then he don't have the stuff anyway. Confidence is part of what makes you a great pitcher. Right?
Right. No, I agree. Without doing too much Dodger talk, I just think that's the class of the division. The Cuban, Alex Guerrero, looks like he's going to slide into second. Even though D. Gordon has played well, they switch him over to second. He's played well at second. But Guerrero's just too good of a bat. He's learning to play second. I seen him a game I went to. In the same game, he hit a grand slam and also forgot to cover first base on the ground ball to the first baseman. So it was an interesting play because the pitcher tried to field it too, so he couldn't get there. But at the very least, he should have been a lot closer to the bag than he was.
Right.
So he's got to learn to play the position a little bit. That may cost us a game or two, but I think in the long run, his bat's gonna win us a game or two. So we're stacked everywhere. Uribe had a huge year last year. Hopefully he can repeat that.
Love that guy.
He's kind of a wild card.
Yeah.
That, you know, he's a great, he's a professional, but, you know, the year before he was brutal, so we'll see. But, yeah, Dodgers, you want me to do my playoff stuff?
And, I'll just say, who you got, National League wild cards, who you got?
Wild cards, I got the Giants getting one wild card. From the things I said, I think they're going to be right in there. And then my other wild card is going to be the Cincinnati Reds. I think they win a close race over the Diamondbacks and over the Pirates for that. Like I said, I don't have anybody from the East. I think the Braves are not going to be too great, the Phillies for that matter. So I think the Nationals have beat up on that division too much, and those guys don't have enough wins. So my four in the NL are my, what is it, five in the NL? They get that one game plan.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
what we're doing again this year?
Yeah.
Do you like that format?
I think
it's a little hokey.
I think it's good for.
I guess you get the best wild card. I mean,
and I think the key is it helps the division winners. Like, you know, they get to you know, it gives you a little like chance to set up your rotation and that sort of thing. Like it helps the division winners. Like it makes winning the division like a little more attractive to winning the wild card, I guess. But no, to answer your question, I don't like it.
Anyways, my five, Washington, St. Louis, Los Angeles, San Fran, and Cincinnati.
So you're obviously in the NL championships. You got Nats and Dodgers.
I got Dodgers over Nats.
Dodgers over Nats. Of course you do. All right.
Let's do your NL.
For my wild card, I actually have the Giants as well. I think the Braves are in trouble, but I think they're going to make a deal, and I think they're going to get it done. I like the Giants and the Braves. However, I do think the Braves are going to, I mean, as far as they'll go, I think that it will be Dodgers and Nats. And as much as I hate to say it out loud, I do have Dodgers beat the Nats.
Dodgers, World Series or bust?
Just the quick question, if the Dodgers don't make the World Series, is Madden Lee fired?
Yes.
What if they get to the World Series and lose? Is he still fired?
It's a tough one. I'm going to say no. I think if he gets the World Series, the job's safe.
Okay.
I think if he loses the NLCS, I think he's gone.
I agree.
Are we going through chalk and forgetting about St. Louis again? St. Louis could beat the Dodgers.
St. Louis could, yeah.
They did it last year.
I think St. Louis, come playoff time, they could beat anybody. But.
We were better on paper last year, too, so.
That's too much talent. Too much talent on the Dodgers. I like that. And the Nats is too much time. I mean, you're right. Every year we overlook the Cardinals, and every year they're right there. But I'll go with Dodgers.
All right, let's hear you got to lead off.
AL, I have my wild cards are, surprisingly enough, the Red Sox, and I think the Angels are going to get in. Coming out of all that, I'm not picking them. Can I abstain from the American League? I don't like anybody.
You got to pick it.
All right. I think the Tigers will win the American League again. I'm looking at a Tigers-Dodgers World Series.
Tigers over who in the AL?
Tigers over Red Sox.
And in your World Series, your champs? All right. Well, let me get my AL in there real quick. I got my wild cards. I got Oakland getting a wild card spot, and I got the Red Sox getting a wild card spot. And I really wanted to give one to the Royals, but couldn't do it. So I got A's, and I got Red Sox for my championship series. I got Rays, and I got Angels, and I got the Angels beating the Rays, leading to a Freeway World Series. For the Freeway World Series, I got of course Dodgers over Angels. So Dodgers win it all, of course. Homer pick. I just think it's the year. We spent all the money. Greinke, Kershaw. I don't think we're on. It don't sound like wrong.